I need a lover that won't drive me crazy. I need a lover that won't drive me crazy. Someone knows the meaning of love. Hey, hit the highway. I need a lover who won't drive me crazy.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Somebody has the meaning of hey, the highway. Welcome to the show. This is Suicide Pact.
Suicide Pact.
I'm your host, Ian Hunt. This is
Catherine Zini.
Remember 2 days ago when we woke up and I asked you if you think that anybody will listen to our podcast and if they'll like our podcast? And what did you say to me?
I said to you, Ian Hunt, you can be fat or you can be stupid, but you can't be both.
And that's what I'm working with. That's what where my relationship is.
And I stand by that.
It's fully abusive. And I haven't eaten since.
Yes,
and
you
now
have.
I do body positive slam poetry.
You ate a big greasy egg sandwich.
Oh, I'll eat your big greasy egg sandwich.
Don't.
Sandwich. That's what I call your...
I don't think you're
clam.
That fat.
Egg sandwich.
You're fine. No, you're great. You're working out all the time. You're putting me to shame.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to. I feel terrible about my body because my girlfriend is emotionally abusive.
No, it was a goof. You called yourself fat, so I was like, we're all doing it.
The dog got involved.
Apparently not.
Just oinking at me.
Slam poetry. I watched a documentary.
Just circling my flaws.
Yeah, I can do that.
With a highlighter. Which documentary did you watch?
I watched a documentary about sugar babies.
I've probably seen that one.
It was really bad. It was
was it
like
on Vice?
A Dateline thing. No, it was like really poorly. It was a TV one. It was on YouTube. And this girl, one of the sugar babies, you know, she signed up for this service and was a sugar baby for a while.
Dumb name.
And then
I'm a sugar baby.
So gross.
Shut the fuck up.
It's gross. And then she quit or whatever, or she was still doing it. And then they showed her at the end doing slam poetry about how, like, you can't treat me like an object or whatever. It's like, you gotta stop signing up on the internet to, like, be paid to go on dates.
Pay my bills, old man. I am not your property.
That's basically what it was. And it was like, I believe that in any other instance, but you literally signed up for the service. Like, your anger, it can be, like, dissipated if you just delete your sugar baby account.
Yeah.
And then you'll be free.
I've seen a few. This is, like, a common topic for these, like, mini documentaries, you know, like fucking Vice or
always
sugar babies, sugar daddies. And it's always the same thing. It's like these women sign up for these things and then they want all the free shit. And when it comes to sucking on old balls, they're like, they can't hold up their part of the bargain.
Well,
they get all upset.
No, that's not part of the bargain.
Yes, it is.
No, the whole point of being a sugar baby is you don't have to fuck anybody. You're
no,
like
it's
escort.
Not.
Yes,
no, it's not.
Yes, it
this is.
Is
what I'm talking about.
Yes, it is.
This is some. This is the most
no.
entitled shit I've
no.
ever heard in my life.
No, because men are stupid enough to pay just to be around young women and so like get meals and be their dates to events.
Are
and
they
stuff.
Eventually?
And then
I feel
they
like they put
them,
an end to it.
Some of them sleep with them, but like if you just want to fuck somebody, go to a prostitute. Sugar babies are just like, I'm just young and cute, and I'll be your arm candy. That's supposed to be the point.
That's insane. Arm candy? What is... That's so silly because nobody likes an old man with a young woman. The idea of eye candy is stupid. If you walk into a party and you're an old guy and you got a 22-year-old woman on your arm, nobody's ever like, ooh, that guy's cool. Everybody's like, that guy's fucking gross.
Yeah.
That girl was molested. This whole situation is a bummer.
You've ruined our party.
Yeah. Get out.
It still happens all the time. Well, sometimes, I mean, it's a lot for events, but sometimes it's also just like lonely rich old men who just want to get dinner. I mean, they do want their balls tickled or whatever, but they are willing for it to just be dinner. I think they think they can negotiate their way into something.
That's
more.
What I think.
Of course,
the men always have expectations.
Gateway to prostitution.
I think the women rewrite the narrative as if,
but
like,
that,
oh, they just want to spend time with me. Nobody wants to spend time with you. You're fucking awful.
No. That is the point of sugar babies. So, like, that is set up. Like, this is not automatically
right.
Sex,
but
because you could just go to a prostitute. You could go to a high end prostitute if you just want to fuck somebody. There is like a dating element to it where it's
sure.
like you can negotiate if you're gonna fuck later.
Well, there's a lot to unpack there. I think there are older men who are sexually aroused by the idea of spending money on a young entitled woman.
That's insane. And to that I say, go for it, sugar babies. If people are getting enjoyment just out of spending money on you and you're trying to pay your way through college or something, why not take advantage of that?
But I think that's rare. I think the expectation
yeah.
is that you're going to fuck them at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think what you're saying is like if you like go to these web pages or whatever, of course on the web pages they're going to put on there, there's no expectation of
Dear
sex.
Dear police.
yeah.
There's no expectation.
Legally,
of,
they have to do
yeah.
that. I mean, even escorts say that there's no
oh
you know.
Is that the loophole? It's like,
yeah, yeah,
we're
that's
just
what an
going...
escort is. They're just
yeah.
escorting you to
well, yeah.
dinner or to a party or whatever.
Yeah, so that's basically exactly what a sugar baby is, except baby, the word,
except
they're supposed
except
to be
instead
like
of instead of like just exchanging cash, I think it's like I'll buy you a dress or I'll
yeah.
take you to dinner or whatever.
Exactly. Or they pay their rent,
they pay their
tuition.
Yeah. Yep.
That is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Pretty
good.
Pretty good. That's why I've always said, like, if people are dumb enough to pay you money for...
Is this the feet thing again?
I want to
not...
sell pictures of my feet
no.
on the internet. Let me do it. Let me sell pictures
no.
of my feet on the internet. You're being so annoying.
If we get a Patreon going.
Yeah. If we got a Patreon... Do you guys think, if for anyone out there listening, and if you happen to be my dad, please shut this off. But for anyone else, if I were to sell pictures of my feet, would you buy them?
And if I were to sell pictures of my feet
yeah.
for more money,
yeah.
would you
we're
buy
for our
those?
Patreon, yeah. We were going to sell pictures of my feet for a certain price and then pictures of Ian's feet for...
I think we both have pretty great feet.
Yeah, we do have nice feet.
I feel like I would have to shave my feet.
No, I think for men's feet, they want them to look natural.
Are there any...
Yeah, there's a market for men's feet.
I hate how much research you've done into this.
I watched a video called... I was at work, which I shouldn't even be saying this, but it popped up on YouTube. It was like recommended, not even my fault. And it said, how to sell pictures of your feet on the internet. It's like Jesus wanted me to. And or
it was recommended on YouTube?
Yeah.
I think you've been doing some searching. I never get that recommendation. It's weird.
I don't remember. Anyway, they pay per foot. I forget. It's like $40 a foot in the photo. Like you can just tease one foot. And if you're like stomping on a sheet cake, it's like 80. $80. And the smaller your feet. I have small, narrow feet.
I feel like you're going to start with this, and then you're just going to be blowing some guy for crack.
No.
Just like one week later.
No.
It like the people in my neighborhood.
It would be for red wine.
It would be for a nice
I
will
Pinot,
give you red wine.
Pinot Noir.
You just want to blow some
That's
guy.
That's my only vice. No, I just want to sell pictures of my feet. There's just sometimes, you know, when you get real depressed at work and you're just sitting at your desk like, oh, I put so many hours in, I don't make that much money. And then you find some insane frivolous thing that somebody's making like hundreds of thousands of dollars a year off of for doing nothing. But there are just chumps on the internet who will throw cash at you for no reason.
Yeah.
I'm just like, obviously, I would never do it unless there's a market for it. But it's so tempting.
I listened to a podcast with a woman who sells her poops. For like $2,000 a turd.
Poops like a 10-year-old. She sells her poops. Does she? I have so many questions about that. Like, honestly, I respect her so much. Good for her.
Do you?
Yes. She's selling her shit, and these idiots are buying it. She's won. She has won. That's incredible.
I agree with you. I think you're 100% right.
Thank you.
But don't you think? Don't
you call the Scotland Yard?
Oh boy, I'm never gonna live this down.
He thinks I'm right, everybody. Never gonna hear this again. All right. But what?
Did you say Scott? What'd you say?
Alert the Scotland Yard.
Why?
I don't know.
They're
I've been
the
reading
police.
A lot of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle erotic fiction.
Well, you haven't been reading it that well. what was I going to say? Don't you think, like, sure, you feel good that you sold your poop and they bought it,
yeah,
and they're doing whatever they're doing with it.
You're on cloud nine. You're walking around.
They're freezing
the,
it
the
and
big
shoving
apple.
Up their own asses. That's all I can assume they're doing.
they probably are.
But there's got to be one moment where you're walking around and just hits you. It's like, I just sold my own poop.
No.
You don't think so?
Yes, probably. But no, I hope not, because that thought should plague the people buying it and shoving it up their asses, mm-hmm. or whatever. But I think she should be like, wow, I have found a way.
Also, what if you go to, you know, career day at your kid's school and some kid asks, what do you do? And you're like, why did I sign up to be a speaker at career
Miranda,
day?
Miranda, your mom's here. Everybody, this is Miranda's mom. Hi, class.
you know how we all poop.
Listen, everybody poops. You've read the book. Sometimes you can freeze dry it. Ship it overseas, sell it to a Japanese man, and you can buy a boat.
I would think German.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't. You were the one who told me that Germans are the.
They love poop.
Really?
Oh yeah. German scat porn. You never heard of it? You never been on the internet?
No. See, it sounds like you're doing weird shit on the internet too.
Oh, come on.
What is
that?
Just
don't look at my freezer. Is all I'm saying.
They poop on each other. Does it matter? It's just poops involved.
I think like Cleveland Steamer type stuff.
Oh my God. That's where you poop on somebody's chest?
Mm-hmm.
Do you sit back down on it or something?
I don't know.
Steamer. I'm thinking
dealer's
like
choice.
Steam rolling. Like, do you smush it?
No, steamer like it's steaming.
Okay.
Like it's hot and steaming.
No, nothing gross.
It's like a Little Caesar's pizza. It's hot and ready.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that Vice documentary about, I think it's in China, where there's this delicacy where little boys pee in buckets and then they soak eggs in the buckets.
Oh my God.
And like the entire school of like elementary school kids, it's like a holiday, like a high holiday. And then all the adults eat the piss eggs for like vigor and like stamina.
I feel like this is a prank you're pulling on
no,
me
I swear to God.
Make me seem racist
we'll
for
watch
believing it.
We'll watch it as soon as this ends.
I don't want to watch that.
Why would that be racist?
Like, if I was just like, that sounds about right. Not racist exactly, but just like,
I mean,
that's insane.
You're the one pulling your eyes back like
I'm
that.
Not,
nobody told
you
to do that.
I'm not doing anything.
Some fucking
I'm
buck
not,
teeth thing you're
oh
doing.
Oh my God.
Where'd you
not,
get that rice hat?
I'm not. I'm just trying to be nice.
You are nice.
Thanks.
Not to me.
No, no.
You're mean. You call me fat.
That's because I love you, babe. Mm.
You just want me
That's
to do better.
Yeah.
I love you. I just want you to slim down and be the best
just,
you can be.
Yeah. Listen, you're
so
not...
I can be your arm candy.
Yes, thank you.
But there are, man, every sentence I ever say is, it begins with, I saw this one documentary. But I did see this one documentary
mm-hmm.
about sugar babies, which I've been trying to find for a while to show you, because I think you would be into it. They're not even sugar babies. They're like these weird older men who have a fetish where they like to be like abused financially. So you just
Excellent.
Give you
Sign
give these women
up.
All of your banking information, your credit card. They have like fucking like power of attorney and shit.
What
they have
the
all
fuck?
Your information, and then they just tease you and fuck with you. They'll like, you don't even have to meet up with them. They'll go on Skype and they'll be like, I'm using your credit card to buy myself a Louis Vuitton bag. And you can't do shit about it. They just jerk off to that.
Oh my God. That is so wonderful.
I mean, that is wonderful. If we get you involved in a situation like that.
Well, I could never do that because I think the other person has to be a total sociopath and derive joy out of torturing the guy.
No, that was the interesting thing about this documentary was these women, the ones that they followed, and this is a long time since I've seen this, were really sympathetic people. And they were like, I don't want to ruin this guy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fuck him over that much. I'm going to pay my bills and shit.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to bankrupt him financially.
Like, there are people on the internet who are just basically begging to give you their money. And it would make them happy to do so. Like, morally, what do you think about that? Do you think that's fucked up to, like, partake? Like, if somebody's like, hey, I want your nose hairs, I'll give you $10,000.
I think if you can keep it in perspective, if you can realize that, or if you can recognize that this person is broken a little bit, or if you can recognize that they are deriving joy out of what you're giving them, as opposed to internalizing it and saying, the reason that I'm getting this money is because I am perfect and I am wonderful. I feel like that's what happens often. Like these women
with sugar babies. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm broadening the idea.
Well, like selling your turds.
Yeah. Yeah. Selling your turds, or I guess feet pictures are sexual. I don't think selling your turds, I know it will be made sexual, but I think you can separate yourself like, hey, I'm going to shit anyway. I can either throw it out or sell it for thousands of dollars and it's out of my hands after that. I don't know what's going to be done with it.
I agree with all this, but I think, and I don't really see the moral dilemma here, but I do know that at some point it's going to weigh on you in some way.
But you're why? Just, doesn't that make it a moral dilemma if it's weighing on you like that?
I don't know. Don't you think, like, psychologically it would just strike you at one point? You're just like, I just sold my fucking
poop
to somebody.
Well,
that's weird. It's
you would struggle with yourself because people would ask you what you do, and you would either have to lie or.
But it's like a form of prostitution, kind of.
Yes, although are you really debasing yourself? The other person certainly is, paying for poop.
Yeah, maybe they are in. Maybe you're not debasing yourself, but they might be debasing you in their mind, which I guess doesn't matter because it doesn't have anything to do with you.
Do you think you have to eat certain stuff in order for, like, I bet there's, like, a pay scale kind of thing where it's, like, this person only eats Wendy's?
I bet they get
or,
to
like,
decide
caviar.
What you eat.
I don't know which is better.
They get to buy something with their, with their money.
There better be corn in here or something.
Oh, God.
Do you think they freeze dry it? Do you know?
You think it's got to be illegal to ship your poop. You really got to wrap that up.
Siri,
you got to wrap that shit up.
Siri, is it illegal to ship your poop?
Siri?
I guess the lesson here is if you are going to exploit somebody's real sad fetish like that, you can't ignore the fact that, as you said, they're broken.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, especially with those guys who want to be financially fucked by, like, women, you got to, I think the correct response is to be like, no, Carl. Who abused you? You need to, like, go talk to
go to a therapist.
Talk to your dad. Don't stop doing this to yourself.
Yeah. Enough with the, like, anti-kink shaming. You need to be shamed.
Yeah, I think
you put on a rubber mask and get pegged.
Some.
Get the fuck out of here.
Especially if it's, like, by somebody, like we said, who's, like, psychologically damaged. It's like, don't keep doing that. Mm-hmm. Go to a therapist. Also, you know what would be really fucked up if, like, a rich guy like that has that fetish or he wants, like, some young girl to spend all his money, but he's got, like, kids? It's like, spend your money on your kids. That's what kids are for, to exploit you financially.
Yeah.
Do that.
That
I bet that happens all the time.
Bummer if you found out that you're... Although, I don't know. I don't want any inheritance. That sounds gross, you know, in general. But, like, if you did find out that you were going to get inheritance, but your dad spent it all on poop. You're like, here's what you inherited. It's just a walk-in freezer full of fucking hard turds.
Poop from some lady in Tempe, Arizona.
Some diarrhea in a Ziploc bag.
Well,
it's like, I got to raise a family on these turds.
Honestly, it's worth a lot of money, right? I have to look into it. Well, isn't that the point of this whole conversation, is that there's a market for poop?
I don't think secondhand poop. I don't think you can. I think you want to know the source.
How do you prove? Oh, God. Yeah, you got to go to a poop sommelier or whatever.
I couldn't buy your poop and then resell it. Because everybody would be like, that's just your poop. How do I know that that's a woman's poop? And I'd be like, oh, it's pink.
It's got eyelashes and a bow. Yeah. This all being said, if you want to pay $100,
yeah, I'm just
for pictures of my feet
and loaves Ian's of my poop
and loaves or a video of me stepping on your poop. No, we won't do that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We got to see how high up the Patreon prizes go.
This is how it starts. You're just a young, well-meaning, hardworking person, and then somebody's like, hey, if you step on a turd, I'll give you $10,000. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, I never knew that was an option before, and I hate that I'm faced with it. Do you do it or do you not?
You this only really... get so many days in your life.
Yeah.
And it's like you could eliminate all the time spent at a desk playing Minesweeper.
Yeah.
Or Rodent's Revenge is what I play.
Yeah, it's like, don't you think that sitting at a desk for years or
is
like
more degrading
long, or it can at least add up to the exact same amount as when you're like working for the man or whatever for a job you hate as stepping on a turd on video for 5 seconds.
This is like the classic stand-up comedy open mic bit that we've heard so many times.
Would
and it can't get enough of
suck a dick for
$1 million.
That's what we've been. This has just been a long tease to our favorite
Would
joke of all time.
Shit in a bag and mail it to a Persian prince.
Weimar.
For $1 million. Well, I think we beat that dead horse till it shot diarrhea.
And we sold it all for nothing. I bet you there's truly not. I bet there's like 4 people on the entire planet who are willing to buy poop, and they're good.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably like being a voiceover artist. It's like you got to get in early, and then they use the same people for life.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah?
Here's
they
what
went
I think.
Young poop?
Let's do...
Oops, we thought we were done.
Let's do 40 more minutes on poop.
We thought we were done.
Then
they pull me back in.
Then we'll start the podcast. Okay. We'll sing a new Mellencamp song, and we'll get into it. I think that if you're a poop buyer, right, you have somebody in mind whose poop you want, and you kind of want them not to sell it so
what?
That you can convince them
oh,
to sell
wanna,
their poop.
You want it to be
and
a hard...
And then you're like, got that poop.
Negotiation?
Yeah,
who's,
I got that poop. I got your poop.
Poop.
Would I
would
buy?
You buy?
Natalie Portman's. Just the first person that popped in my head. It sounds okay. Like it'd be adorable. It seems like it'd be adorable poop.
You think so? Yeah, she probably eats so clean.
Yeah, it's like
probably like all white.
Crystals.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or green.
No, it's white. It's
green.
Crystally.
It's crystally. Okay,
yeah.
That's fine. It's
Crystallias. No, Crystallias poop.
I'd buy Crystallias
poop. It's super
poop.
Sarcastic. It's covered in hair.
Why do you eat so much hair, Chris?
No, I don't know.
But just one last thing about poop.
Yeah. Go on. We're going to have a very specific fan base.
The Poop Podcast. Oh, my God. I'm having an existential
You know, I
crisis.
Fucking hate
We've been
poop
talking
humor.
About poop for 25.
I know.
I didn't mean to do this. I didn't mean to do it. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. But it's kind of interesting.
Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about Bernie Sanders.
I have one more question. Do you think that people, it matters that it's coming from a hot woman? It's still
yes.
Shit.
No. Everything is better when it comes from a hot woman.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Okay.
Okay. Do you remember the other night when we were hammered and we were laying in bed and we were talking about how our voices sound in the podcast, and you were saying that you sound like a little boy?
You said I sound like a 13-year-old boy.
Doesn't matter.
You brought that up, and I
Doesn't
felt very
matter.
Insecure about it, because I know it's
oh,
true.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's
Did
true.
Did fatty make you feel insecure?
Yeah, my
Did
my
fat ass
my
make fat you
ass
feel...
My fat ass boyfriend, my curvy wife.
Insecure.
We're two curvy wives together. No, no. Curvy fish wives.
I'm straight as an arrow.
I sound like a 13-year-old boy. I know.
And then you were doing a 13-year-old boy impression?
Oh, yeah, I did an impression of a 13-year-old boy.
Everybody, close your eyes and picture a 13-year-old boy.
Mama, stop.
Kevin?
Mom.
Kevin?
Dad, make her stop.
Listen to your mother.
Mom's staring at me in the shower and drawing me naked. Mama, stop drawing me.
Kevin.
Dad. Oh, you guys are so annoying. Mom.
Theater of the mind.
You're welcome.
Well, we're going to Fleetwood Mac here pretty soon, which is a...
it's a band.
A band, from what I understand. We're going to see them at...
There's a woman named Lindsay in the band. Mm-hmm. She sounds cool.
Mac,
yeah.
Mac Fleetwood.
Mac Fleetwood and Lindsay Lohan.
Mm-hmm. They sing that song.
Sing it with me.
You light up my life.
Mom! Stop!
Kevin, listen to your mother. No more fart night.
She's soaping my butt cheeks.
Kevin.
I can do it myself.
What?
Light up my life.
What must the neighbors think?
I forgot your walls are paper thin.
When you're in the hallway... It's louder somehow than when you're in the apartment.
A young boy being washed.
Washed, yes.
In the next apartment.
And the other person's like, well, that doesn't sound so
and
bad.
And drawn.
You know.
She's sketching me. Stop.
Well, that is bizarre.
Yeah, everything else is normal.
Fucking
so
child
funny.
Services shows up and they go, is there a Kevin that lives here?
No Kevin here.
They force their way in, and there's just thousands of sketch pads full of little boy butts.
Kevin showering.
Mm-hmm.
It's a PSA to not do that. That is the lesson. That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
Don't sketch.
Don't
children.
Do it.
Stop
don't
sketching
do it.
Children.
If you get one thing out of this podcast, don't sketch your naked boys.
Do not stop it.
Children,
please. I don't know why we have to keep hammering this home.
It's millennials.
Documentary after documentary about these perverts drawing
little
children.
Boys.
Oh, my phone just said Fleetwood Mac.
Oh.
Fleetwood Mac, baby.
Fleetwood Mac. I did a half hour at Stand Up New York. Then I went to an Irish pub with a bunch of friends, and we got too drunk, and we all bought $1 million Fleetwood Mac tickets.
Yeah, and I truly wish you hadn't, but here we are. You live and you learn.
Well, I was just burping in the microphone about it.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. No, I'm excited for Fleetwood Mac. I'm ashamed to say that I'm, like, I know... three or four songs. I know, like, and then the one where it's in the snows of the mountain, I cry. What's that one about her dead dad?
I don't know. I think you know more than I do.
I
like Stevie Nicks more than I like Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, that's what people keep
saying. Is that okay to say?
Yeah, I'm sure that's fine.
She's a witchy woman. A lot of drapery.
Is that who that song's about?
No.
Oh.
Maybe.
That'd be cool. I got excited.
She's no John Cougar Mellencamp, I'll tell you that fucking much.
That's
right.
True.
Now.
He's the sponsor of this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Stamps.com for when you need to mail your poops in a hurry. Are you sick of going to the post office to mail your turds? Or just spray fart into a Ziploc bag? Throw a couple of stamps.coms on there. You can stick it right into the mailbox. You don't even have to put any packaging. Just loose, wet diarrhea in a bag. It'll get to your destination in a hurry.
You can eat the stamp, shit it out.
Yeah.
As long as it's in there, as long as it's detectable,
you can
mail it.
If you're shitting liquid, as long as there's a stamp floating in that liquid.
Do you think there's a market for diarrhea on the internet? Uh-oh.
Oh, God, we're back. God damn it!
Oh,
Let's get into it.
Will you buy my diarrhea, internet? Are you there, internet? It's me, diarrhea salesman.
Do you have a minute to talk about diarrhea?
I'm a door-to-door diarrhea salesman. Diarrhea salesman. What do you want? What do you want? You want an enchilada? You want a pierogies?
What about
this one? They had a food court Chinese buffet.
What about who's that guy that died who sold OxyClean and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Nobody knows his name.
No, come on. What's his
Billy
name?
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays, yeah. I'm Billy Mays here for diarrhea.
He could sell diarrhea, I'll tell you
what.
Yeah,
he could sell.
He's an angel in heaven. That man could sell diarrhea.
He could sell a diarrhea to an Indian restaurant.
Mama, stop trying to sell me diarrhea. She's trying to sell me diarrhea. I already have it from her stupid cooking.
Kevin.
Sorry. Oh, man. Oh, boy.
We're getting slap happy at this point. I think sleep deprivation.
Oh, my God. I haven't slept. I have not slept through the night. I feel like I'm going to gag. Ooh.
I was having crazy nightmares on this couch.
This one today?
Yeah.
Tell me about your dreams, babe.
Oh, man. I'm just remembering.
Tell me about your dreams.
I had a night, because we've been trying to podcast, I had a nightmare about how two separate people created fake podcasts with me as a guest, with somebody act like doing an impression of me, saying horrendous things, and talking shit about everybody.
Oh my God.
And then uploaded it, and I had to defend myself. And then like everybody we know, especially, specifically it was... It was James Nichols was so mad at me.
What?
Because
that's a real heartbreaking one.
I know.
That would be so upsetting.
Right? If James Nichols is mad. Shout out to James Nichols.
Yeah, if James Nichols was ever mad at you, I feel like you'd have to be like, I did something wrong.
Yeah.
It's me.
But I didn't do any. But okay.
In the dream.
Was like asleep.
Yeah.
And I woke up and there was two podcasts on the internet claiming that I was the guest.
So someone like talented Mr. Ripley to you and like pretended to totally be.
And then
you
I had to like do a rebuttal where I took their audio from their podcast and then I recorded myself and I was like, listen, I have a nasally Midwestern voice. This is not me.
Wow. That's really
but nobody fully believed it.
That's so upsetting.
I know.
No, I know. That's
you know what it is? It's all about that fucking 1-star rating we already have in this podcast.
I didn't want to bring that up.
That's
that,
what it was. That, that's what got me.
No, I know. That really.
This is the first episode, and we already have a 1-star rating. So that means there's just somebody floating out there in the world.
And it's only been shared on our social media. So somebody we know.
Yeah,
somebody who's just
hates
like,
us.
Hey, fuck you. That's fair.
And that's always my like biggest concern or my biggest fear in comedy is that everybody hates my guts.
I would say everybody feels that
you get
that
confirmation,
way,
though.
Yeah, it's like when there's quantifiable data. You're like, oh, well.
Well, because I'll be having fever dreams for the next month.
That is the scary thing. It's truly a vulnerable thing to start a podcast, and you're just like talking for so long. Stuff comes out of your mouth, and you're like, I hope everyone knows, like, I'm a good person, that I'm a benevolent being. I'm trying not to.
Well, I was talking to... Khalees, we're just keep saying people's names
that's
that
fine.
Nobody knows.
People know Khalees. She's awesome.
Khalees, great comic. I was talking to her on Instagram about podcasting, and she said, you get good at it when you forget that you're being recorded, that you have an audience. And it's like, I agree with that. I think conversationally it's better, but we say, like you and I say
don't
horrendous.
Don't you drag me into this.
Oh, well,
you
come on. We say horrendous shit to each other.
I've never in my life said anything
controversial. This character you're doing.
It's not a character. I've never. I'm a sweetie pie.
All right, well.
Just you.
Catherine shut down this fucking conversation.
No,
so.
I know. I know what you mean. Yeah. I don't know. Because you're like, oh, I'm a good person. Everybody knows that.
Right.
No, people don't know
that.
Yeah,
we know each other.
They're on face value.
We know each other. We know where our, what our moral compass is.
Yeah.
So if you say something heinous, it's to make the other person go, what the fuck? What are you talking about? And then
I
laugh.
Think it's like easily detectable if it's a joke. Something I'm more worried about is like having maybe a differing opinion than somebody and really pissing somebody off in a way that I'm just like totally oblivious to. Like I hope it's known. I'd like, this is the first episode, right? I'd like to say, like, if I ever state something that I believe, I'm totally open to debate. I'd love for somebody to come in and say, mm-hmm. hey, what you said was like a little fucked up. I think you're wrong and here's why.
Boy, absolutely. Does that not happen anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's what's so scary about
that, it. Yeah, that's what's, it's such a bummer too, because there's people in the world that you value and you like, and then they discover that you feel a certain way about something, and then they write you off completely, or all of a sudden you're like a super villain.
Yeah.
It's no like, there's no disagreements.
It's so funny too, because I'm so wishy-washy on everything.
Me
like,
too.
I Let's you can talk you about can it. Change my mind in 2 seconds.
Right.
Just like, I don't know. I was just thinking out loud. It's like, oh, is that wrong? Okay. That's like, remember, this is, we're just name dropping other comedians, but do you remember Kip's?
Yeah.
Kip's Geddes bit about like gun control, because he grew up in New York and then went to school in the South, and like in New York he's like totally anti-gun. The second he got to the South, they're like, but it's cool.
He's like, that's a good point.
That's actually a great point.
And then he came back and like, but they're bad. And he's like, oh,
other good point.
I didn't think about that. It's scary right now at the level we are in our comedy career, because if we make a statement or have an opinion on something and a bunch of people disagree with it, you could just be done forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, without even really starting, yeah.
Yeah. It's like pre-cancellation. You're not even famous enough to be canceled. You never became anything.
Call it being brown listed.
I mean, that happened to me recently, where I put a joke on fucking Facebook, at the pure joke. Like, I thought it was just a straight joke.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think there was, you know, I'm not against punching down or whatever, but I wasn't punching at anything. I was punching at myself. I was making, like, a self-deprecation type of thing. And somebody was upset by it. Somebody with, like, a substantial comedian, and then didn't want to talk about the disagreement.
That was the most upsetting part. It was, like, fair to get upset. Like,
yeah, critique me. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, and you were like, hey, I really respect your opinion. Like, if you think this is, like, off color or whatever, I'd like to talk. And they just totally dismissed it.
Yeah, just like, the condescension, too. And it's like, well, I got no leverage. I got nothing. I don't have a fan base. I don't have club spots. So I just got to be like, you just, well, I'm not going to, like, apologize or anything, because I don't think I did anything wrong. But you just kind of, like, disappear into the crowd and like, okay, well, see you around.
Well, I'll set up a little memorial for you at some Laughing Buddha establishment.
Thanks, babe.
We'll put a little grotto. We'll put some of those candles you can get at a bodega. I'll have some pervy mom sketch your face, sketch your tiny, tiny little naked body. Mm-hmm. And
we'll now I'm tiny.
Light the candle. Yeah.
But.
And, I know what you mean. It's,
I mean, imagine a world where we have a little bit of success, and man, life would be so different. Because then you just fucking say what you mean. You just say what you want to say.
No, I don't think that's true either.
You don't think so?
No. I think nowadays every single person, no matter what level they are one step away from being disappeared.
But what about the people that go hard?
Well, then that's gotta be your. That's gotta be, you gotta double down, and that's gotta be your whole personality, which is also fucking exhausting. Like, I'm edgy, and I say whatever I want. Yeah, no,
that's not true. That's not true though. There's a happy medium. There's a place where you can live where you just say what you think. You don't have to be like crazy edgy, but if you want to be, if you want to say something outlandish, you should have the right to. You know what I mean? You shouldn't have to censor yourself. That's all. And right now, this space that we live in, it feels like we do have to censor ourselves, because if somebody wants to go at us, like I said, we'll never get our start. We'll never, you know.
This is making me sad.
Well,
I just want us all to be friends, and I just want us all to do a Friends reboot of Friends. Friendship, called Friendship.
If they did a Friends reboot, we would not be in it. It would be all trans women. That's and black probably people.
True. That's probably true.
We won't be allowed to be on it.
That's fine.
And we think that's good.
I genuinely
for
do.
For now.
I genuinely do think that.
Until we get successful.
No.
And then.
Don't you drag me down with
we'll
your
say what we
backwards
really
ass
think.
Ideas. I think that's wonderful.
Oh, good. I get it.
Right. Don't.
No, no, no. I saw you wink. I get it.
No.
I get it. No, 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 no. Yeah, yeah.
This is why we've recorded 1,000 times. 1,000 times.
Oh, I love when you use that accent.
1,000.
It gets me.
Which episode is this?
Oh, yeah.
Episode 1,000. I'll do a Philly accent the whole
say water ice.
Water ice.
And
go
I'll do,
Eagles.
And I'll say, let's get some pop. Let's go to Myers and get some pop.
Oh, boy. You just grew a tiny little thin mustache when you did that. Mm-mm. Do you remember that Snapchat filter that was like the dad with a mustache and glasses?
Yes, I used
that
to use
was
that
like,
all the time.
I know, and that was so you. That was like your true form of what you...
What? The no, child no, molester?
No, no, no.
Filter?
What you could have been, I think, is like...
A child molester. That's the creepiest. That's my true form. That's how you.
No, no. Nobody said it was a child molester. It's just like a Midwest dad.
I guess. I don't know.
Listen, nobody said child molester.
It looked real molestery. Every time I used it, I was saying some real
yeah,
creepy
you're
child
like
molester
auditioning
stuff.
Auditioning for the Lovely Bones.
I remember, what did I? I said, hey, kids, why don't you come over and use the hot tub? You don't need your bathing suits. You can just use your
oh,
underpants.
Okay, yeah. See, that is definitely. I see where you got confused there about the child. Yes. That
well, that
is
he
certainly...
says all kinds of creepy child molester
he
shit. Yeah,
does yeah.
Every time he shows up on my phone, he's saying some weird shit.
There is something about that voice and the mustache that just screams pedophile.
Isn't it funny how Snapchat is for like 50-year-olds now?
Is it?
Well, I mean, no young person uses Snapchat anymore.
Because Kylie Jenner said it was lame.
Kylie Jenner said it was racist or
whatever. Isn't that insane that Kylie Jenner affects our entire economy? Kylie yeah. Jenner said that Snapchat was like stupid or something. Mm-hmm. And I don't know
tanked.
How the stock market works, but it like dropped overnight. Like significant. It NASDAQed out and the Dow.
Yeah,
the Dow was like, wee, wee, wee. And then IPOs are up and down and
yeah,
IPAs.
And it was bulls and bearing all
hot.
Over the place.
Oh,
it was horrible.
Oh, boy. Yeah. A guy shot himself.
I lost so many bitcoins
on
it.
Wall Street. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what were we doing last night when we were falling asleep? When we were like talking about how we don't understand how food works or like. Like, what's healthy? We're like, well, they're better, there are ions in it?
Oh, no. It was, we were, fuck, what were we talking about?
Probiotics.
Oh, we were just talking about, yeah, all the stuff that doesn't mean anything. Are there ions in these electrolytes? How many probiotics are in these,
Excuse me, shopkeep, where do you keep the ions? I need more ions.
How many ions in here? 4 or 5?
Well, that wasn't. That was for us.
It was funny last night. Yeah. Were we on something?
No, I don't think so.
Melatonin.
Oh, yeah. Melatonin fucks you up.
There is this level of high you can get on sleep deprivation.
No,
I don't think a lot of people will ever understand.
Hard. Yes. No, yeah. I think most people have. It's just not as often as we do. I think most people have felt it, the sleep
yeah.
deprivation. You pull an all nighter.
We are like. Like well acquainted.
Yeah, they're not throwing up foam consistently.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the throwing up foam part. I'm talking about the part where you get like manic. Like where you just like manic, that's it. You just feel like you're on uppers.
I laugh harder, yeah, when I'm
I'll get
really
weird
tired.
Ideas in my head or I'll like
and you think they're brilliant?
Yeah. Like the other day, remember I was telling you I wanted to be a suit guy?
Yeah. I was like, okay, honey.
I wanted to get leisure suits, a bunch of leisure suits and like 3-piece like
yeah,
vintage.
You say insane shit all the
burgundy.
Time. I don't know if you're hallucinating or that's just your personality.
That was
it's
when I was talking about
tell.
That I was online like trying to buy shit. I had been up for, remember?
Oh,
a
yeah.
A few days.
You'd been up for a long time. And so I woke up to texts like, let's dress like crazy people at Mia's party. I want to wear a leisure suit. Like, okay, that's
you
fine.
Went to sleep on me.
Yeah, sorry. I had worked all night the night before.
Yeah, and I had a show. Oh, I did 5 minutes at Greenwich Village. Thank you so much for the stage time. But it was a fucking nightmare.
This is why people think you're a little shit.
I am a little shit.
I know.
I just want the right to be a little shit in my own goddamn home, on my own goddamn Twitter. You know what I mean? Yeah. I got this, I didn't even know if I should say this.
Probably not. I'm going to, you know, anyway. What? If you have that feeling, probably not. But go ahead.
But I write for Mad Magazine a little bit, and I got a email about like their new like terms and conditions. I don't even know if that's the right word, but.
And they say, please don't mention us on a podcast.
No, they said like, watch what you tweet. And it's like,
oh. Oh, we got that. I got that email at work too. And when you get that email, doesn't it feel so specific to you? Like,
yes,
this
always.
Is just about me, and they're masking it.
Yeah,
that's
my
how
last
I felt.
Six tweets are about Michael Jackson and little boys. And
oh boy,
it wasn't that bad.
No, I know. You just enjoy the documentary. You're a cinephile for pedophile documentaries.
Cinephile, a pedophile, cinephile.
Yeah, pedophile, cinephile. You really gotta accentuate that second part. Don't stop listening. Ian Hunt is a pedophile.
Cuts out.
Cinephile. I'll say it one more time.
Did
Ian
she just
Hunt
say
is
he's
a
double pedophile?
It's a pedophile. Pedophile.
A pedophile. Pedophile. So I am a pedophile.
Oh, you're attracted to? Wait, no. A pedophile. Pedophile would be. No, that doesn't work.
It would be.
You'd still be a pedophile.
I would be attracted to little boys who are attracted to little boys.
Oh my!
Yeah,
that's
very
a lot.
Specific.
Yeah, that can't be a real thing. I hope not.
But only their poop.
And we're back.
We're back, baby.
We're back, in the New York poop. Is this not the best podcast you've ever heard? Listen, folks, we're winding down, but I just want to break some points down, right? If you've been skipping through, buy pictures of my feet on the internet. Buy pictures of Ian's feet on the internet. Do you want us to freeze dry our poop? We will sell it.
Like astronaut poop?
Astronaut poop, yeah.
Like
Neapolitan
poop.
That's, you can buy that at the Natural History Museum or whatever, or the other one, Smithsonian, probably. Anyway, freeze-dried poop. If you want me to spend your money, like if you want me to yell at you on Skype and spend your money.
Yeah, tell
like
you
I'm
have
your...
a little dick and like.
Oh, is that part of it too?
I think it's. There's got to be some crossover there. It's like being shamed and being like.
That
you
is, man, that really breaks my heart. Just go to therapy. If you feel the urge to do that, go to therapy.
It really is. And we touched on this before, like. The kink shaming stuff, where this is like a new trend where it's like, don't kink shame people. Okay, maybe I can get on board with that, but can we not embrace some of this stuff? Yeah, encourage some of this stuff. Because it feels like you're like doubling down on some kind of mental illness.
Yeah, that could be harmful too. Like, it really depends. This is such a broad term. It really depends on the kink.
Yeah, if you jerk off to socks or feet or whatever, fine, go for
it.
Who cares?
But if it's harmful and you want people to hurt you and tell you you're trash or whatever.
Yeah,
that,
lock you in a cage and like spit
that,
on you.
That,
I mean, that's fine too.
This is for your own good. I say seek therapy.
I'm on board with most of this. But the poop stuff.
Yeah. But don't eat poop.
Yeah, don't eat it. All right, I think if we can go 5 more minutes
about poop.
No, about something else.
Five.
What else do you want to talk about? How do you
poop.
Do you have any shows
poop.
Coming up?
Yeah,
I'll put this up tonight.
I'm on a poop show.
Come on. We're losing it here.
I'm so tired.
I know, me too.
All the time.
We have to go to
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, does it? Fleetwood Mac starting to feel like go to work.
I know.
I feel so bad too because Erica organized this and she's a delight.
She's
and
a lovely
we'll
person.
Have fun.
She's probably one of the few people that'll actually listen to this. Thank you, Erica, for organizing this. And I wish
I don't think she'll listen to this.
Wish I saw you more. Oh well, then
we can
fuck
eat a couple
you,
of. We can eat a couple of weed
Turds.
Gummy bears and stare at the wall.
Poop.
You've really come undone.
Okay. I'm sorry.
All right, let's go out in a song.
Okay, ready?
I want a lover who won't drive me crazy.
Somebody will poop in my mouth.
Good night, everybody.
And post it on the internet.
I need a lover who won't drive me crazy. I need a
She's soaping my butt cheeks. I can do it myself.